Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Brandon Peters, a quarterback, rolls out into the end zone. It is caught. Casey Washington's got it. Illinois pulled off the upset. It took 9 overtimes. And Casey Washington catches the game winner from Brandon Peters, and Illinois has pulled off the road upset.
Thanks to ESPN for audio on that one. It was not the, especially in overtime, not the most aesthetically pleasing game as the Illini upset. The top 10 Penn State Nittany Lions squad did it in 9 overtimes. 9 overtimes it took before they finally got the job done on the road in State College, as Brett Bielema and Illinois were able to defeat Penn State. And
9
exactly 9 times. Thank you for that, Studs. Adam Studzinski on the ones and twos. The way that game played out, I mean, the Illini rushed for more yards in that game than anyone, any opponent ever has in Beaver Stadium. So, like, during regulation play, especially just the, like, and I'm actually calling the records at Illinois game this coming weekend for the Big Ten Network. So, in breaking down the film of that game, it's entertaining just to see the schematics of the run game and how the Illini ended up executing that, because for the most part, they've been a fairly effective team running the football. The passing game has been a big struggle, regardless of who's been at quarterback. That game-winning two-point conversion pass was thrown by Brandon Peters to Casey Washington. So it's a nice moment for the Illini, a nice moment for Casey Washington to be able to catch that game-winning pass. But, and, you know, Chase Brown runs for 223 yards, another 200-yard effort for him. So he becomes one of only 3 running backs in Illini history to have 2 separate 200-yard rushing games in the same season. My guy from Big Ten Network, my friend Howard Griffith, he was one of the others. And Rashard Mendenhall, who I'm sure many current Illini fans remember in good detail as well, he had 2 different 200-yard-plus rushing games in the same season. Now Chase Brown has done that for the Illini as well. But in total, 357 rushing yards that the Illini had in that game. So no doubt, credit to their offensive line for what they were able to get done up front. That was even in the midst of their left tackle, Verdarian Lowe, you know, getting injured and having to leave the lineup during the game. But, of course, last week there was a lot of hubbub that happened with Brett Bielema. And, you know, full disclosure, as I've said before, Brett Bielema was on the staff at Iowa. He was one of the assistant coaches when I got recruited to the Hawkeyes. So he was the main recruiter that ended up bringing me to Iowa City. Well, I was in his first recruiting class to go to Iowa, and we've maintained a relationship over the years since then. And I've been there to Champaign multiple times already this season calling Illinois games. So I know Brett Bielema really well. So the way my weekend ends up playing out usually, because I have my Big Ten duties on, I have my Chicago duties on Friday. So when I get done on the radio, then I go over and I do a television show, Bears Unleashed, that I do for Fox 32. Do that Friday evenings. And I usually hit the road, headed out to my Big Ten game for that particular weekend. And then I go do my Big Ten duties on Saturdays. I come back Saturday night, got my Bears throughout the day. On Sunday, I do my post-game show on television, and I do my post-post show with Olin Krutz here on The Score. And then I go back to Fox 32 later on that night and do a show that I do with Luke Kanellis called The Sports Zone. That's at 10 o'clock on Sunday night. In the midst of that, I'm also preparing for, I do a Big Ten radio show every morning for SiriusXM. So I've mainly only watched like 1 Big Ten football game on Saturday, the one that I'm assigned to, but then I have to catch up on all the Big Ten activities from throughout the weekend. And then, of course, I'm very busy with the Bears Sunday. So all those things being said, and it's kind of the common joke, whether I'm on with Lawrence on Mondays or on with Bernstein and Rahimi on Thursdays, there's usually some crack about all the jobs that I have. Football season is a very, very busy time for me. So that being said, my point I'm leading to in this very drawn-out manner is that I don't get a lot of time to, like, track social media and track the conversation, the Twitter sphere, early in the week, because, like, Monday and Tuesday is a lot of catch-up mode for me, a lot of Big Ten catch-up, a lot of NFL catch-up for all the Bear stuff that I do. Obviously, I'm on the Score Tuesday nights doing this Miller Lite Top Draft and everything else, so I got to be on top of things. So last week, when Brett Bielema, the Illini coach, where he, you know, ends up going to the podium coming off of a bye week for the Illini, and actually got a couple of Illinois fans in the house here. Every other Top Draft so far, yes, they're very excited about their Illini victory, they're upset. But every Top Draft we've had up until now, there's been like some Hawkeye fans. This is the first one where nobody came up to me talking Hawkeyes, but we happen to have some Illini fans in the house. So it seems like a fitting topic to close the show with. So last Monday, Illini football coach Brett Bielema, he goes to the podium. It's like a 35-minute presser, but it's coming off of a bye week where he spent the bye week spending a lot of time recruiting. So in the midst of all that recruiting, where he's traveling around, his assistant coaches are traveling around, so the assembled media there, and at the time, Illinois was, I think, they had two wins. What are they, 2-5, I think, at that point. So the assembled media, their focus is they're going to eventually ask about the Penn State game, the big matchup coming up on the road in Happy Valley. But for the first, let's call it 10 to 12 minutes of the press conference, it's kind of repetitive questions about recruiting, about the current roster. You brought in all these super seniors and everything. You got a lot of experience here. You're not winning with them right now, but we know you need to revamp the roster. So Brett Bielema gets repeated questions about what was your focus in recruiting. Penn State's got a few transfer guys on their squad. Are you taking anything from that? And those questions end up leading into them just see, like, trying to cycle through, like, how are you going to shape the roster moving forward? In the midst of that, a lot of the comments that Bielema was making, or some of the questions he's trying to answer in detail, were about, well, here's specifically what I think our roster will need in the future. And one of the things he specifically addressed was the fact that we got all upperclassmen on the offensive line. There's nobody who's been recruited here to the program in the last 2 to 3 years that's in the two deep for us right now. And part of what he didn't specify in that is not only are they not in the two deep because they're just not of the caliber of player who can contribute, most of them are gone. Like, most of the offensive linemen for the Illini who have been recruited in the last 2 to 3 years aren't even on the team anymore. They've transferred elsewhere. They're not playing football. They're playing defensive line. They're just not even there. So a lot of what people reacted to, you know, I didn't even know, because the press conference happens Monday, and apparently people start reacting to it on Twitter later in the day Monday. Like I mentioned, I do my Big Ten radio show for SiriusXM every morning. So my co-host, as we're on the air in a commercial break, he asked me, like, have you heard this Brett Bielema sound? Like, no, I don't know what you're talking about, because I'm just not on Twitter like that on Mondays. I'm just doing a bunch of other stuff and trying to see my wife and son, which is why they showed up tonight, because they don't see me a lot during the football season. So, like, no, I have no idea what you're talking about. So he plays the sound for me when we come out of a commercial break on Tuesday, and his impression of it was very similar to what the at-large reaction was about it, was essentially like, well, man, Brett Bielema was being kind of rough on his players, right? I'm like, well, I don't know. Did you listen to the same clip I did? Because he did. And this is just my first blush reaction, just hearing it for the first time, having no idea of any of the context of Twitter or anything else. I even had to point out to him that, well, he did specifically say there's not guys on the roster who've been recruited here the last couple of seasons that are contributing. He's not saying all the other guys stink. I didn't hear him say anything about, like, I don't have any talent anywhere on the team. He's addressing specifically the recruiting of guys that, like, there's no youth on the offensive line too deep. That's something that's going to have to be addressed moving forward. I, at that point, still didn't have any idea what all the buzz and the different information cycle that was churning out, a perception of what Brett Bielema had said, that in the moment I didn't know about, and at this point still is very inaccurate, in my opinion, of what was delivered, and frankly, the context of why it was even said. Like, even specifically the comment about, like, Kentucky Derby, you know, you don't go to see the rider, you go to see the bet on the horses and that sort of thing. That was, again, specifically in response to a question about the media, one of the media there in person, asking him specifically, your assistant coaches tell us, like, you work really hard at recruiting. Why is it so important for you to work hard at recruiting? And he specifically, in addressing that question, said, well, a coach is only as good as his players. You don't go to the Kentucky Derby. He wasn't talking about, like, I only have two wins right now because my players stink. He was specifically addressing a question asked to him about why he recruits so hard. And all this other reaction that ended up ensuing out of it was completely about something that he wasn't claiming. He wasn't saying anything about the roster, about the effort, about why he only has a two-win team. He spent the first 10-plus minutes of his press conference coming out the bye week addressing recruiting because that's what the media kept asking him about, and he specifically was addressing these recruiting questions that the media had for him. So for whatever reason, and, you know, folks know, especially folks in the industry, folks in the football world, like they know I know Brett Bielema. They know he brought me to Iowa and everything else. So I didn't spend a lot of, frankly, I didn't even have time to try to spend a bunch of extra effort. Like, hey, here's what happened with Brett Bielema. You guys are wrong and blah, blah. Brett's a big boy. And frankly, this, I assumed it would be kind of a blip on the radar. My studio shows that I do in the Big Ten Network Wednesday, like, hey, do you want to address them? Like, if you want, they'd apparently addressed it on the network the day before. So like, I don't feel a need to go out here and be some kind of Brett Bielema apologist. It doesn't sound like a very big deal, so let's leave it alone. Let's talk football. Let's talk about the games this coming weekend. I didn't realize it was like going to continue to fester throughout the rest of the week, into the weekend. So by the time it gets to the weekend where I'm getting done with the activities I had in West Lafayette, then I finally kind of fired a couple of tweets off afterwards, like, hey, here's what I understood of what Brett Bielema said. I even posted the link to the press conference just saying, like, if you care to go back and actually watch the press conference for Monday, here is actually what took place. This 1 minute or 90 second clip that everybody's reacting to and assuming what he's talking about is not at all what he was actually addressing, but this is obviously how Twitter works and how social media works. And, you know, folks took it, ran with it, did what they wanted to do. I don't know for sure that that's actually what led to what we saw on Saturday. Because frankly, I still don't think Illinois is a great team. They're obviously not a great team this year. Not sure they're a very good team this year. They're a team with a whole lot of work to do. They had a magnificent win against a banged up Penn State squad, but they did it on the road. My senior year at Iowa in 2000, Brett Bielema was on that staff. We weren't a very good team yet in 2000. We were just kind of building and growing. We went on the road against a good, not a top 10, but a good Penn State team when they were trying to, Joe Paterno was trying to tie the all-time NCAA wins record, and we went on the road and we beat them in double overtime, but we still weren't a very good team at Iowa at that point. So that game, and we didn't have like some sort of, you know, controversial public reaction going into that game or anything in 2000, but we were a growing program. So, you know, Brett Bielema, his team, his staff, congratulations to them on the dub. Who knows? Maybe the last one they get all season. I have no idea. We'll see what happens when they take on Rutgers. Rutgers is coming off a bye week, but I'll have that game this Saturday at 11 on the Big Ten Network. But I addressed it a little bit on my Big Ten show just after it all came out last week, and it continued to a surprising extent. So I figured I'd take this opportunity towards the end of the show to at least provide whatever context was still lacking from that. But in the end, what they did on Saturday to me was more about having those veteran players, having an offensive line that was able to dominate on the ground. But it was cool to see the players' reaction to Brett Bielema afterwards. And I'm sure if nothing else, even if it wasn't the performance, but the reaction that the Illini players had afterwards seemed very specific to wanting everybody to know how much they love their coach. Because anybody who knows Brett Bielema, who's been around Brett Bielema, coaching and teaching his players, they know how those relationships for him work. That is a very big deal for him. He's no saint, but he is a guy who certainly values the human side of the relationships that he forms. And it was impressive to see that he's formed that tight a bond with his players where they got a lot out of what they were able to do for him and for their program on Saturday. Like I said, I'll be out there, Big Ten Network on Saturday, but wanted to share those thoughts on a situation that I'm sure at this point will likely be in the rearview mirror for the Illini and for everyone else. But this has been the Middle Light Top Draft from Floyd Santos in the South Loop. I'm Anthony Heron, head Bears legend Lance Briggs out here with me as well. So next Tuesday night, we'll do that again. But I will be on with Bernstein and Rahimi on Thursday. Looking forward to that. I join them at 11 o'clock on Thursday, so make sure you check it out when I'm on there with them. Spend nearly an hour doing that. Thanks to James Naveau, a guest we had on earlier in the show, talking about the Blackhawks situation. We'll see what else ends up playing out there because that is a very, very sordid situation over there at the United Center. But Bulls are 4-0. That's a lot of fun. I like talking about undefeated teams in Chicago. And we will see what happens with the Bears as they host the 49ers this coming Sunday. I will be on Bears Post Game Live, and then I'll be on the post-post show after that game comes to its conclusion, and also on the Sports Zone on Sunday night. My thanks to Lance Briggs, my thanks to Florence Santos, and everybody who came out, and the Illini fans who stuck it out all the way here until 9 o'clock. I'm Anthony Herron at Twitter on Big Ant Herron. This is the Miller Lite Top Draft on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Boy, everyone is stupid except me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.